Now that we've discussed the H-block of this connection, you should be more willing to believe that this big matrix really does represent the standard model and gravity. The G-block is constructed similarly to the H, using some SO17 bivectors to build a SE13 subalgebra. And recall that the psi-block, the fermions, are the BRST ghosts replacing a block of one-forms that were gauged away. So, the big question corresponding to this big matrix is, where the heck does it come from? A year ago, I knew what the matrix was, and even published it, but I had no idea where it was from, just that it seemed to work. But it doesn't work perfectly. There's only one generation of fermions in the matrix, and the masses don't work quite right. To have three generations, we need to find two more copies of that psi. Over the past year, I tried all sorts of ways to justify getting two more copies. Really, I tried every ridiculous thing you could imagine. Then, 1 month ago, I tried the obvious thing. I asked the question, maybe this big matrix, with three blocks of fermions instead of one, represents the Lie algebra of some particular Lie group. This seemed a far-fetched thing to hope for, and I had no reason to believe it was true. It just seemed so unlikely. But, you know, I was trying everything, so I figured I'd give it a shot. So I calculated how many Lie algebra generators it would take to build this matrix. 248. Then I went looking for a group with a dimension something like that.